Now that we've passed the midpoint of winter on Groundhog Day, let's focus on the sun's return to our lives. Starting this week, it climbs higher up at the year's maximum rate. We gain 3 minutes of daylight per day. And it's higher up by 4 sun widths every week. The higher the sun, the stronger its rays. So the solar intensity is now increasing rapidly. All that light and heat comes from a tiny ball at the exact center of the sun. This little sphere, the core, is just 1/200th the size of the visible sun. But it's the only place where nuclear fusion is happening. Each second, the energy of 96 billion 1-megaton H-bombs is generated there. The bright surface of the sun that you can sometimes observe through thin clouds is merely where all that energy is escaping. The sun creates this energy by changing its hydrogen into helium, which converts some of its mass into energy. Actually, it's more than just some of its mass. The sun uses up 6 million tons of itself every second. So if you actually weighed the sun, if you could put it on a giant scale, the sun weighs 6 million tons less each and every second. The sun appears the same size as the moon, which is an amazing coincidence. The sun is 400 times larger than the moon, but also 400 times farther away, so that they both have a 1/2-degree disk. You saw that for yourself if you traveled to last August's total solar eclipse, when the moon just perfectly fit over the sun. In yet another coincidence, both the sun and the moon spin completely around once a month. The sun is amazing, even if we take it for granted. I mean, every day, this ball of fire moves across the sky. How many are really picking up on that? For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.